USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Folks that we spoke to, they've done a fantastic job. They're going to meet the needs of the public. They're going round the clock if they have to, and they're committed to the communities where they're serving and which they serve so beautifully and have for a long time.
President Trump says he's spoken to the CEOs of grocery stores across the country, and in light of all the fear of coronavirus spreading, the supermarkets promise shelves will be replenished with supplies. The president asking the American people not to hoard.
And the stores are stocking up at a level that's beyond Christmas time. That's great. It was very reassuring. Speaking to these people, they have it totally in hand. There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies. They said to me, could you please tell them, just go and buy, enjoy it, have a nice dinner, relax, because there's plenty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden hitting the debate stage. Because of coronavirus, there's no audience, and the event moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Washington, D.C. CNN sponsoring this 11th debate of the 2020 election cycle. Biden asked, what do you say to Americans confronting the new reality of life due to the coronavirus? His answer?
First of all, my heart goes out to those who have already lost someone or those who are suffering from the virus. And this is bigger than any one of us. This is calls for a national rallying to everybody move together. And I laid out in detail what I would do if were I president today. You can go to joebiden.com and .com. I laid it out in significant detail. But there are three pieces of this. First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. And that means we have to do testing. We have to get the testing kits up and ready.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. and China continue to clash over the coronavirus crisis. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Chinese foreign ministry officials have suggested that members of the U.S. Army brought the virus to China, a U.S. diplomat, David Stilwell, calling it a conspiracy theory that's dangerous and ridiculous. It followed remarks last week by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien accusing the Chinese government of covering up the initial outbreak for about 2 months.
If we'd had those and been able to sequence the virus and had the cooperation necessary from the Chinese, had a WHO team been on the ground, had a CDC team, which we'd offered, been on the ground, I think we could have dramatically curtailed what happened both in China and what's now happening across the world.
He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation.
And the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., battling forgery issues. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
An art fraud investigation team announced that none of the Museum of the Bible's Dead Sea Scroll fragments is actually genuine. The results of the third-party scientific analysis by Art Fraud Insights came more than a year after the museum determined 5 of its fragments were fake. Before it opened in 2017, the Museum of the Bible's collection came under scrutiny by critics of the collecting practices of Hobby Lobby President Steve Green, who donated some of the exhibits at the museum. The Green family has collected about 40,000 artifacts worth more than $205 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.